So if you've gone through the other audio cue bank questions, you'll know that I've actually made one similar to this before, which is that when we have Cushing's syndrome and a patient has an autoimmune disease such as IBD, rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, in this case, inflammatory bowel disease caused by Crohn, could be by all means ulcerative colitis, same deal. The question need not tell you that the patient is on prednisone, okay? It's often implied that a patient who has an autoimmune disease could be taking prednisone as part of the regimen. This is something the NBME will do. They can tell you explicitly that the patient is on prednisone. They might not tell you at all that the patient is on any medications and you need to infer it, or they can say the patient is managed with multiple medications, similar to what I did here. So the starting point is saying, okay, this patient sounds like he has Cushing syndrome, and it's going to be caused by the prednisone that he'd be on for the management of his Crohn's disease. So looking at the values here, now immediately where most students fuck up is they say, oh, okay, cortisol must be increased because it's Cushing syndrome. Wrong. Okay. So this is actually a down arrow for cortisol. You're like, what the fuck? How's that possible? It's because if the patient is taking exogenous glucocorticoids, such as prednisone, that is not the same thing as endogenous cortisol. So cortisol only refers to what your adrenal cortex is producing endogenously. So exogenous glucocorticoids, such as prednisone, hydrocortisone, dexamethasone, these are not the same thing as cortisol. Okay. So if this patient's taking prednisone, that's going to suppress his hypothalamus and anterior pituitary. So we'd have decreased CRH and decreased ACTH. So we have a down arrow for ACTH. And then in turn, cortisol is decreased, not increased. It's like, ooh, wow. Okay. So a down arrow for both ACTH and cortisol. Now, prior question I made on this, very similar. I believe I only included those two variables. So you say here, potassium, what the fuck? Like, not sure how that relates. It's actually a down arrow for serum potassium. And the reason for this is because chronically elevated glucocorticoid levels, whether exogenous, such as prednisone, or endogenous cortisol, can actually function to kick out potassium distally in the kidney, similar to aldosterone. Okay, so you can get low, an isolated hypokalemia, isolated low serum potassium in patients who have Cushing syndrome. Okay, once again, this isn't even something that I'm romanticizing for the sake of it. It's on the NBME exams where you'll get a patient who has Cushing's syndrome and you'll see the potassium is 3, as an example, normal range 3.5 to 5. And you're like, why the fuck's the potassium low? Does the patient have, increased aldosterone? No, it's just that the patient has Cushing's syndrome and that can be a normal finding seen in these patients. So, not to go too much off on that direction, but just to clarify a little bit more. Glucocorticoids have a fractional mineralocorticoid effect at the kidney, just to varying degrees. So some, it's a very weak effect, such as prednisone, hydrocortisone, dexamethasone, very weakly mineralocorticoid, okay? It takes a lot of glucocorticoid over long periods of time, similar to cortisol, in order to increase potassium secretion, notably where the serum potassium decreases, whereas other glucocorticoids such as fludrocortisone, which is actually the treatment for Addison disease, where aldosterone is decreased in addition to decreased cortisol, fludrocortisone has a strong mineralocorticoid effect. It functions very similar to aldosterone of the kidney. So that's just to help elucidate why you would have a low serum potassium in someone who has Cushing's syndrome. Okay, so in this question, the answers were down arrow for ACTH, down arrow for cortisol, and a down arrow for serum potassium. That's it.